The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, we had a great reaction to my next guest when he was on the SBS some time ago. David Nihill is author of the book Do You Talk Funny? And his mission is to breathe life and a little humour into traditionally boring business presentations. And his humour is taken very seriously. Stanford University employed him to lecture their students on using humour in business. And what more could we ask for on a dampish summer Sunday morning than to ask David to join us and share a little bit of fun and to share some hacks or tips, some of the ones you could spend thousands of dollars on at Stanford. But as usual, we're the cheapskates. The Sunday Business Show gives it to you free. Our favourite four-letter word, free. Morning, David.
Morning.
How you doing?
Very good. Emotionally stable, thank you.
Not looking again. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Tell me a bit your business.
Yeah, it's a bit unusual, but essentially we take high-level talks, TED Talks, CEO Talks, and we use a team of pretty famed comedy writers to make them funnier.
And when you say famous, I mean we're talking top end.
Yeah, we're talking ex-Obama speechwriters and Saturday Night Live in the US where I'm based. So very high-end performers that can quickly look at something and go, here, if you say it this way, it's going to be way better.
And you could have been an accountant or something like that. How come you ended up doing what you're doing?
Jesus, that's a long story, but essentially a friend of mine suffered a spinal cord injury. I wanted to raise funds for the recovery, and they wanted me to host this charity event, and my nickname in university was always Shaking Stevens, because when I held that bit of paper in my hand, I would shake and tremble so much I nearly turned into an Irish salsa dancer up there in front of a group of people. And I just thought the best people to learn this from must be comedians. Like, surely they're Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours masters of public speaking. And I just keep meeting along the journey all these epic people that had a lot of writing, copywriting talents that were not being tapped into by a business community. And I wanted to fix that.
Yeah, and if I was a top CEO in one of the big companies somewhere, how much would it cost me to wow the audience with my brilliance?
Yeah, it depends how...
Sorry, the brilliance that you have actually written for me.
Yeah, exactly, or other people have, and I've facilitated getting it written. It really just depends. I'd love to give you a firm number. We do have rates kind of between $200 to $400 an hour for every 1 to 3 to 5 minutes of talk time, depending. So it's very case-specific. Some of them want it from scratch, some of them just want you to...
And you hate the scratch one, because what you like to do is polish.
Exactly. Okay. It's way easier. I mean, to be honest, you're the only expert of what you want to say. We just help people to say it better. But if you have to create content from scratch, it's like you going, I want to write a book. I don't know what it's about. You write that for me. Like, probably not going to be the best book.
So, you have lectured in Stanford, and you are now going to tell the Sunday Business Show audience of many, many, many tens of thousands of people some clever ideas of how to make your presentation a little bit more interesting.
Jeez, you know, I think there's one big thing in Ireland that we have just... really got scared of the made-up term public speaking, because it is a made-up term. That just means nothing, public speaking. Like, if you go up to your mate and you're like, I need you to speak in public. Are you okay with speaking? Oh, yeah, I'm fine with speaking. Can you do it publicly, like to people and stuff? Oh, yeah, I speak to people all the time. But all of a sudden, you put them in front of a stage and you call it this term public speaking and everything just kind of falls apart. And Irish people are uniquely positioned to be better than everyone in the whole world with one aspect of public speaking. They're the best storytellers in the world by a mile. And we all have stories that, like, anyone in our family will bust out at every Christmas and are epic at telling them. And we like them so much, we've heard them 50 times and we say, tell those again. And I think the mistake people make in this country sometimes is they feel they need to go to the factual stuff and they forget about the natural strengths they have, like the storytelling. And if you say, I told you that story because... In any speech you ever give in life, you have full license to tell a story that you're very comfortable telling already. You would kind of know where it's funny. You know where people react to it. And if you leave out a bit and get nervous, well, it's your story. Like, nobody else knows. So build them in.
Yeah, Fergal has stayed with us because I think that is actually something which is relevant when you think about the... I love them. Speeches at weddings.
Yeah, or stag parties are going to generate a few... They're going to generate a few stories.
Of course, people get a little bit nervous ahead of it, but once they start, they can be so funny.
It can be fantastic. But the thing is, once you've planned it a bit, you've planned to incorporate it, and you realize why you're telling it, and an easy hack to make that story much better and more concise is force yourself to write it down beforehand. So
full writing of the...
For the story, not for the whole speech, because then sometimes you try and memorize it and you sound a little bit robotic. Like for the major TED Talks, they make people practice about 100 times and to the point where they can sing it to different music and maintain the melody and say the same words. The average person isn't going to prepare that much. So I would say to script the stories, because it just forces you to think about it a little bit and not wing it. Because we love winging it. Everybody loves winging it. No, winging it doesn't end well all the time.
Well, that's unfortunately true. I think that's called a little bit lazy. Give us another hack.
Yeah. One I love is leaving the impact word till the end of the sentence. I think people don't realise that's what makes timing look well. So if you watch a comedian, you're going to notice that they go backwards and sideways and out of their way to keep that reveal world to the end. So in business, if I'm pitching you and I'm saying 80% growth rate is what we had year on year, there's a very key metric in there. It's 80%. And if that's lost in the sentence, you ramble on to the next point. So by switching that to a statement like 80%, we had a growth rate year on year of 80%. There's a natural pause after that and people actually write it down and take note of it. So it's a matter of finding out what's really important that I'm talking about and how do I flip the sentence structure to put that at the end. And if you watch someone like President Obama speaking, his timing looks amazing. There's nobody who'll ever watch him and go, his timing doesn't look amazing. But it's very consciously structured to facilitate that with the important parts left to
last.
That's
a nice one. That's £1,000 worth. We'll call that £1,000 worth for our listeners, yeah?
Yeah, I look, and just Q&A. Do you ever see people taking questions and answers at the end of public speaking? Like that one I love because so many people do it. And then for me, it's the equivalent of U2, like writing a new album, going on tour around the world, finalizing, going around the States, having the last gig in Madison Square Garden, playing 9 songs and building it to that pivotal moment, and then they look out to the crowd as it comes to play the last song and they go, do you know what, can anyone here sing, like, do you have a song you'd like to sing at this moment? We'll finish that way. It just, they don't no longer control the ending of everything important that they've created and done. So there's a beautiful phrase that you can use that works every time near the end of a presentation. If you say, I'm going to take a few questions before I make my conclusion. And that tells everybody in the room that you have a bit more to come. If nobody asks you a question, no big deal. You know you have a slide to move on to straight away. And everybody in the audience now knows it's over when you actually finish. So they give you a big round of applause at the end in unison and it all ends beautifully.
Yeah, but that there is that embarrassing moment if there are no questions.
Exactly. So you say, I'm going to take a moment to take a few questions if anybody has any before I make my conclusion. No questions, perfect. And then you make your conclusion. But if you don't have that conclusion,
nobody's interested.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it happens sometimes. Like sometimes it can take 30 seconds. Yeah. You as a speaker, I bet have experienced that where you're standing there awkwardly and the host is like, geez, we need to find someone in the audience for a question. And they're like, you. And that person's like, no, I was just yawning. Leave me alone. And then you walk off and nobody knows it's over.
Now, you have been very kind. You have come in on your Sunday morning to join the Sunday Business Show. This is your 30 seconds of fame to shout out anything you want. They can read your book or buy your book. Do you talk funny?
You can. And? Buy it anywhere you like. Well, and you can get a lot of wisdom for it. It's everywhere there is. You know, I never promote it much in Ireland, but it's the highest rated book in the States on public speaking. And I love that because by a guy, thank you, who hates public speaking. I totally hate public speaking. And if
but
I tell you...
But it's not public speaking. You told me not to call it public speaking.
True. I told him not to call it comedy. That was the sneaky one. You can call it public speaking all you like. If you don't, I'm probably never making any money again because that's the core topic. But yeah, I've been here teaching at Google the last few days and with Techstars and Founder Institute. So it's great to see the people at the heart of business really going, okay, we need to be engaging and entertaining. They suddenly realize like people are switching off if we don't do it that way. So
very briefly, have you or looked at hiring Irish comedians to polish up the...
Yeah, I've used a few and they're fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody wants to have a... speech polished or written, will find you where?
My name, into the internet anywhere and you'll find us, not hard. So unfortunately I've left quite a trail of lunacy at this stage. But
and it's Nihill, N-I-H-I-L-L.
And the public speaking side of it is at 7 cobbetyhabits.com if you want a bunch of free tips, and the business I run is called Funny Biz with 2 Z's.
And we will put up all of that stuff onto the Sunday Business Show website, and I think you've already just got yourself a customer here from Fergal.
I'm getting married, the countdown's on in less than a month, so I'm in the right place here, so definitely I'll have to touch base with David for some tips on speech writing, because it's definitely not my forte.
Fergal, thank you very much, and David Nihill, thank you very much. That is it from us. You will find us as usual on the todayfm.com website, or check us out, or as David was saying, just Google Sunday Business Show, you'll find us all there, and we'll put everything that you need to know up onto the website. Thank you as usual for listening. Do keep in touch. text business at todayfm.com and or tweet us or whatever, and we do love to say hello.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.